Welcome to the Pig Health Today podcast, where we talk all health all the time. Hear engaging interviews with today's leading industry experts. Hosted by Pig Health Today editors, podcast episodes highlight the latest ideas, insights, and advice to improve pig health, welfare, and performance.
I'm Karen McMahon with Pig Health Today, and I'm visiting with Ross Keeney, veterinarian at Swine Vet Center in St. Pierre, Minnesota. And Ross, you're going to be talking about PED, porcine epidemic diarrhea. And PED has been around for a while, but still seems to be causing some problems. So you wanted to talk about a chronic version of it.
Right, it started in 2013, and there was a lot of herds, you know, that were infected. There's less today, but I still run into farms or get calls about farms that that they try and get rid of it, and they struggle to get rid of it. So I've been asked to kind of step in and see where are we going wrong in those cases.
Mm-hmm. So what happens in those cases? What are you seeing in the herd? I mean, the effects of PED at that level.
Yeah, I think they initially do a great job of gathering feedback and getting everybody exposed, and then you have less to work with, and so you kind of stop doing that, but yet it's still found in the environment of the farm because we don't do a good enough job getting rid of it in specifically the farrowing rooms, most likely. And so if you don't do a good enough job getting rid of it there, it just kind of continues, and yet you don't have enough around to really feedback enough to really stamp it out.
Oh, and so what do you do then?
So what I would recommend is that there's a couple different things. One, focus on the cleaning for sure. I think that clean, dry, and disinfect, and that might take more than a day. You might have to say, I'm gonna have to do something different in my farm and let this room sit longer, and say I'm gonna have a little lower wean age for a period of time. One turn through the farrowing house, for example, but I'm gonna make sure it's completely dry and completely disinfected.
And any other tips?
Yeah, I mean, I think that in some cases I've actually went back to feedback pre-farrow, 6, 5, and 4 weeks pre-farrow. Even if I'm not seeing a lot of looseness, I'm finding some guts in pigs, say under 6 days of age, and I'm utilizing that feedback and just to try and make sure that we've got everybody covered. And that's something you gotta work with your veterinarian on, because some think that that would reinvigorate the disease maybe, kind of step you back. But I found that that's necessary when you've been fighting it too long and not getting rid of it.
Can you do a vaccination program or anything?
There is a vaccine available. I've used it in some cases and just talk through it with it. It's not, you can't just do that. I know that, you can't just do that. But it definitely can add to, I think, the feedback and enhance the immune system of that pig.
How do you pinpoint that it is PED causing the problem?
We'll go in and test pigs, as you know, we'll find looseness, and we'll either post those pigs, or you can test environment. Sometimes testing environment might find it even though it's not the root cause, so I like to get good samples from them, including intestines from them, because that really, then you know that is what's causing it, and so you can go after it.
And how frequent is it that you see this kind of a level of PED?
Well, the incidence of PED kind of year over year is single digits now, so it's quite low. So it is uncommon that we have one go chronic. We've been, you know, very successful getting rid of it, but there are some that just kind of continually struggle with it.
And what's the biggest problem with that? Just some diarrhea, or is it a slower doing pig, more pre-weaning mortality? I mean, what are
Correct.
Some of the, all
yep.
of it?
Yep, all those things. But yeah, if they if they scour more, they get off to a poorer start. Even if they live through it, because they're maybe protected a little bit, even if they live through it, it still will set them back. You know, usually a day of scours, probably lifetime, the pig is probably set back 3 to 5 days from one day of scour, so you'd want none. And so it could be that they're all kind of surviving, but it's still there causing long-term effects.
Would you, what about taking it to a whole PED elimination in the herd?
And that's what I prefer to do. And there are some farms that will continue to infect gilts because they know that they're in an environment that they might not be able to totally get rid of it, but my goal always is to totally get rid of it. So that's where I would come in, focus on the cleaning, and maybe restart a feedback program to get rid of it.
So is that kind of the first place you go, and then, I don't know, is that where it starts, an elimination program like that?
Yeah, I think I would start right in the farrowing and evaluate, but I'd also evaluate the management practices, including gilt entry. We might, if they've been doing that all along, we might pause that for a little while or figure out how we can do that a little differently. And then the other part of the management that would be included would be the movement of pigs. You know, if we're moving a lot of pigs around and we're not following kind of a strict all-in, all-out and very little movement of piglets, you're going to have, that can also be part of the problem of PED continuing.
So do you support industry-wide eradication of PED? You're kind of talking about that.
Yeah, I do. I think it gets controversial because there is probably 30% of the industry that is, because of their location, because of their history, because of that's what they've decided to do, they're continually infecting gilts. And we have clients that are doing that and doing it very successfully. So the key would be you'd have to get everybody bought in, and because they'd have to stop doing that. The only way you could eliminate it is if everybody stopped doing that. And I think that's the controversial part. I support it because I'm always supporting disease eradication, you know, for my clients, for regions, and for the whole country is even better. That mm-hmm. really safeguards you.
Any other things that you want to say about PED?
Well, I think, you know, how we should look at it is we shouldn't live with it. You know, I think we should always be saying, I can get rid of it, because we've been successful at getting rid of it so many places that I really feel we can. And I think we know way more about it now than we did in even 2013 and 14. That we can keep it out probably better than we could then. And so the ones that have just kind of had success continuing feeding it probably could say, now I can eliminate it because we've learned more, and this is how I know I can keep it out. And I think that's very possible because the incidence is lower.
Going forward, what's your outlook for PED elimination?
Well, I think there's gonna be continued, you know, talk about eliminating it from the whole country, but it's gonna be hard. And I think my outlook would be that we would continue to move in that direction because we're a progressive, I think, pig, you know, group of farmers that want to do better. And so I think we're gonna have to continually bring it up to get momentum towards that elimination.
Well, thank you, Ross, for visiting with us about PED, and appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Pig Health Today podcast. To get the latest news and interviews delivered to your inbox twice a week, subscribe to our e-newsletter by visiting pighealthtoday.com/join.